I'll be done.
167, where's my guy? Remember that number, right?
Yeah.
I knew you would. You look smart.
We're live.
Yo, 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 what's the deal? We right here on the CEO podcast. We back with another one. Got my co-host with me right here.
What's happening? It's your boy Pete Nice, the gorilla. We in the building, man. Let's turn it up.
Yeah, not only my co-host, I got the beautiful, the lovely, my dog, you know what I'm saying? Always A1, you know she gonna pull up for me. Justina Valentine in the motherfucking building. Oh, you could do both,
do
but
both
I think no shades.
Think
I think no shades.
No jumper, no shades.
No jumper, okay. No shades. Okay. Oh, that's no shades.
No shades.
I did give Adam a nice little cute shout out last night.
Yeah.
On the leakers, yeah.
Oh, okay. Shout out to Adam. She gave out Adam. Don't give out Adam no shout out when you come to my show. It's like he actually in New York right now. We coming to New York.
He is?
Yeah, no jumper in New York.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we follow each other.
Oh, okay. You know she.
Why you was looking for his
they
girl?
They definitely down.
Why you was looking for his girl, Justina?
Because I have some questions.
No, oh, okay.
Ooh,
I think those
think
the kind of type of questions they like over there for
I
sure.
Fuck, where we follow each other and all that.
Okay. 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 So I've been telling a lot of people, Justina. That's really my dog.
Right now, thank you. Oh, sorry, you weren't gonna say that yet.
Yeah,
damn.
Right.
Hey,
let's get to that.
I thought you were gonna say something else, but I wanted to say it for you.
No, let's get to that because I've been seeing you on different clips, and I'm like, hold on, Justina like walking a little different.
You look heavy like a Chevy.
That's great.
I've definitely been walking a little different. Oh my god,
are
we live?
Yeah, we live.
Super
they
live.
Talking to you.
448 TV says she could get pounded out.
That's crazy. Look, they definitely gonna pop their shit on here. Hey, if y'all got something to say to Justina. And y'all want us to read the comments, y'all know what to do.
Right, exactly.
Said
down.
She always been this thick. Have I been this thick?
Usually you just walk up with your, you know, you could tell because you're not just trying to show your titties so much no more.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, now I'm showing everything. Well, I kind of always showed everything because the thing about it is I do know my angles.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about it is I'm going to find the angle. But now I don't really need to find the angles. Like, it's just my ass is just so fat now.
This is crazy.
So what's your go-to angle?
Oh, the go-to angle?
Look how she's sitting.
Is it like the side with the leg back or something?
Yeah, if you're sitting, which camera is my camera? So if you're sitting, phones off, please, thanks.
Right, so, right.
Was that Chuck? Was that Frisco Chuck?
Right.
Oh.
For sure, Chuck.
Am I supposed to be here? Oh, sorry. All right, so if you're sitting, you definitely want to hit him like with the hip-hop. Where are our comments?
Hey, show the comments so we can see the comments.
Put them back
she
right
want to see the comments
I'm
on her.
I'm really trying to see what the people are saying. So you want to hit him with the hip-hop, right? Somebody said my mic is off. How about now?
Nah, they can hear you.
Can they? Okay. Then.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, hey, turn her mic on. What's going on?
Hold on. We ain't going to say shit else.
Hold
that thought, Justina.
Okay.
Hold on.
I definitely hold it.
We good?
Okay. So, but if someone's taking a picture, let me read the comments. Do the carpets match the drapes? Actually, it's no carpets down below, baby. It's just a clean, you know what I mean? You slide on that bitch. but yeah, so if someone's taking a picture of you, you want them to get low.
Yeah.
So if someone's taking a picture of me and I want to show my ass, I'll go like this.
Bow.
And then they need to get low.
And get the upper angle.
No.
So what do you mean when you put that leg back, though? Like, what do you do? Add definition
or
something?
I see girls always put the leg back.
Yeah, they always put the leg back.
Yeah, it's basically giving that. Oh, that's my voice twin. What up, dog? What's going on?
Shout out my nigga Sharp in the building. Shout out Sharp.
What's going on? How you been, love? Good to see you.
She said y'all got the same
voice. People wish they could have voices like ours. They just got a lot of character. Raspy, deep, sexy. Daddy. Good to see you. But yeah, so someone said do 10 jumping jacks for us. That's mad funny.
Okay, so on top of that, like I was saying, everybody don't know that, you know, we really dogs behind the scenes.
Oh yeah,
really,
for real.
Really hang around, really connected. I think you were the first person I've connected with from Incredible, and I just knew, like, you know.
Yeah, you knew we were gonna be homies.
Yeah, I knew that this was the
And
place.
We talk like Offset, and I don't mean like I'm not Offset Migos and not Offset,
right.
Not no gang shit, because I've been all over LA today I've been running around with everybody today.
Right.
But we talk off the Wild and Out set, we'll FaceTime and, you know what I mean, send beats back and forth. It's funny because we've done some shit, we just haven't released anything
right,
yet.
Right. We got, because we're gonna keep doing it.
We gotta just make sure it's the right joint.
Mm-hmm.
What y'all waiting on?
No, we. This is something that just happens because it's gonna happen. We could do this shit at any time.
But we'll like be in the studio too. Remember the one night we were in Nick's studio and like you did four bars, I did four bars. Back like we back. Just didn't plan. We were just like going back to back, and it probably would be like a little dope something for a mixtape. But we really want to like. You know, create and like curate a song.
Right. I actually wanted to be one of them. You know, really, and just fuck them up when we. Do
yeah,
that.
You guys look nice.
You know what I'm saying? That's how we come on. Because
like, it's hot outside in LA. And you guys both look fresh. Jacket, jeans, the shoe. Like the shoes both look like they just popped out the box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You say that you went to go. You changed up.
I went to change just to be respectful because shout out to my dog, Baby Mo.
Shout out, Baby Mo.
We were out there in Lutus Park.
Yeah. Shout out.
And let's just say I was wearing all of a particular color.
Right.
And I felt it may be disrespectful to wear this particular color to you know, come see my dog, DW Flame. Mm-hmm. So I just switched my outfit.
You know, I fuck with the Looters. They good people to me.
Hell yeah. Nah,
I always
fun.
Party with them. They're my dogs.
Someone said she sounds like she sells chopped cheeses. That's hilarious.
Damn, that's crazy. But
hey, hold on. Hey, y'all better start dropping that bread up in if y'all want us to read.
Oh yeah, if y'all want us to read some significant.
Oh wait a second. No, this is good. Shout out to HNG. I dragged my balls through 100 miles of broken glass just to hear her fart through a walkie-talkie.
Oh my god. That's some stupidest fuck.
This nigga boy kinky
so
as well.
I want you to tell them how you be taking niggas' money backstage when we be on tour.
Oh, yeah.
What's the game called again?
Gut.
Gut.
So it's called
Gut.
That's
the card game you were telling me about.
Yeah so you played with us a couple times.
No. I stay away from that because I seen Baby
You never jumped
Mo.
In?
Nah, fuck no. Niggas be in $20,000 debt.
I know because it was
got
one.
Niggas in debt.
It was one season. I was up like 30.
Yeah.
That was when we were in Brooklyn. I was up 30. But it's, you know, it's like any other gambling game. Like you're going to go up, you're going to go down. Pause. Mm-hmm. Well, for me, no pause. But, I love when you tell a guy pause because they just, they can't like, even, you, they
I
can't laugh,
process.
Smile, nothing. I get it. All right. So, basically, for those of y'all who don't know how to play, it's a bluffing game. Mm-hmm. So it's not just, you know, the best cards. I mean, you could win with a 2-3, which is literally the lowest and the worst hand that you could have in that game. And I'm a good, you know, I'm good at keeping my poker face on. And I do get a lot of good cards. Like, the guys hate playing with me because I guess it's lady luck. I don't know if it's just, you know. But I always get some good cards. I'm good at bluffing. And since I usually get good cards, even when I am bluffing, they all think that, like, I got, you know, some AA batteries or something. Niggas for the people who play gut, two aces is the highest hand you can have.
Niggas be leaving fucked up. They be doing it right before we about to go on stage.
Yeah.
So, but they hold all your money gone right before you go on stage.
Or they'll be like, you know, I'm performing tonight for free. Because they know they owe, like, 3-4 different people that night's whole bag.
It's right. More like
people
that.
Go down bad. Yeah, I mean you could really be down bad.
So actually, have you ever had to perform a night for free because you lost your bread?
I've been down before in gut. I mean, yeah, maybe like one show. I never get down like that crazy. Like some people will just get in a hole and just keep going and keep playing, think they're gonna win it back. Hmm. It was one tour we did where I was losing like pretty decently, and I was like, okay, you know what, I'm good. And then motherfuckers really fight at the gut tip. And they don't care that I'm a girl.
Oh, no, it'd be real.
They will fight with me
really about to fight
like I'm a dude. Because it's like, we, you know, all our money green. They don't care, like, bitch or not. Like,
it ain't got no,
you hear? Yeah, so we've like.
No sex to
it. Yeah, no, we've gotten into some real bad fights over gut.
E-Man and Hitman.
E-Man and Hitman really, definitely got into a fight.
Somebody went through a table or something? Or it was like,
oh, no.
Never mind. We ain't gonna talk.
No, me and Hitman have gotten into a bad fight over gut. Yeah, no, it does.
Right.
Or like, because, you know, sometimes the pot gets up to like, I think the highest pot I've seen is like 4,800.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a pot of 4,800, if it's just us three playing, right? I gut, DW gut, right? Well, let's say it's a fourth person. Let's say you gut and it's someone else right there. Mm-hmm. They don't gut. Us three gut. Only one of us could win. That means the other two people have to put back in what was in the pot. Mm-hmm. So let's say I win. Buddy over there didn't gut. Both you gut. Now you both have to put 4,800 in the pot. So, you know, tempers flare. People forget. Oh, who had to put the last pot in? Because sometimes we're playing with imaginary money, meaning like, you know,
like,
you don't have
to trip. I got it.
Yeah, like, so it's like, okay, yeah. Or you're like writing down what you owe everyone.
Right.
So
right.
Now when the next person wins the pot that you guys just put the, you know, 4,800 times two in, the next person's like, who owes me that?
Yeah.
And no one sitting there says that they owe it. That's when the fight starts breaking out, especially when it gets crazy.
Gotcha.
And we like when Nick plays because Nick don't care. He'll gut anything because he just got so much bread. But he doesn't play a lot. So let's see. I know my angles too. I know that's on. Right.
We got somebody else in the building right now too. We got my nigga DJ D-Rec.
D-Rec-ity? What's up, D?
D-Rec, what's up, Kev? Come over here, Kev. Post up.
What's up, Rec-ity?
Turn his mic on, dog.
What's up?
Yeah. What's up, man? He did. D-Rec Random. Shout out Taste for calling D-Rec. You know what I'm saying? That's my brother right here. This is D-Rec.
What's up, Rec? What's going on?
You don't be playing good, huh?
Here, let's share the mic. Pause.
No, you got a mic right here.
Come right here.
Yeah, D-Rec, you never play gut with us.
Nah, I don't like you in the way. I like holding on to my money.
What's up? So.
Can you check me and make sure the mic on?
1, 2, 1, 2.
You good?
1, 2.
All right, we good.
So one thing I wanted to say is we all a part of the incredible family, right?
Oh yeah.
And to tell y'all the truth, I'm happy where I'm at. Like, you know, I ain't never met a group of people where I just connect on a different level with everybody. Like from you to DC to D-Rec to Tay Chuck to Nick. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What made you know that this is where you belong?
Oh, well, I told Chuck, it was actually, D-Rec, it was, I wish he was in here. Where'd he go? He left the room. It was season 9 and we were doing the after party and, I was in, discussions with someone else. I don't want to say who, cause they're my people too, but I was in discussions like with another clique and I told Chuck, I said, what's up? Who's putting the chain on my neck? You or them, you know, like what's good. And Chuck was like, nah, you cool. Cause I had just, because obviously Chuck knew I could rap. Like, he hears me in the Wild Style and everything. But I sat him down and I played him my Feminem project. When I did that, the Eminem, you know, the flip of all the Eminem songs.
Yeah.
I did a project called Feminem, female Eminem. And when I played him that project, I was getting ready to drop it. I think it was right after season 9. And he was like, nah, he's like, you really cold for real. And then, from there, it just, like, made sense. You know, we all rock together all the time anyway. I mean, it's been some years, right, Rec, where we did like 3 seasons in a year, be on tour. It's been some years like we couldn't get away from each other if we tried. So it's like, it's just already family. I was just talking about you, Chuck, you know, just giving you your flowers and this and that. What?
Oh my God.
Oh, he's still not here.
He don't want to be here so bad.
Don't worry. I actually,
he don't want to be here.
I was telling a story
anywhere
where you gave me my flowers. Yeah, like
anywhere we at.
He's actually really famous though, for real.
Oh yeah,
in LA.
Oh, Chuck.
Last night,
like, I don't know,
a bunch of like his homies pulled up on me, like, yo, where Chuck at? Where Frisco at? I'm like, Chuck is really famous out here.
Chuck is my manager for y'all who ain't know. Shout out Frisco Chuck. Shout out Frisco Chuck, man.
You know what I'm saying? Actually,
yeah, remember that.
For 10 years.
Yeah.
You tried to manage this team for 10 years.
The thing is, I just really want you to put all your energy and effort into DW. I mean, let's talk about my brother, shit. DW.
That is not what you wanted. You didn't want to give me a percentage of the money you were already making.
Oh, you knew I was already getting some bags. But I just want to really tell you I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Let's talk about a famous rapper, you know, out here in L.A. Let's talk about famous Crip. I mean,
talk
in L.A., yeah. Famous Crip, famous podcaster.
Yeah.
I mean,
famous whatever I am on Wildin' Out.
I know that's motherfucking
right. Chain Gang.
Chain Gang, yep.
What's that?
So, and yeah, Chuck's number one artist because he's putting all his energy into you. That's good.
And real nigga at the end of the day.
Period.
So that's what's going on. And I'm, what's up, D-Rec, cuz?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, man.
D-Rec, you've been at Wildin' Out for the longest, cuz. You must be getting the biggest DJ check they giving outside. You know what I'm saying? Besides,
D-Rec said, I plead the fifth.
I do Wildin' Out and I'm a dad. That's it.
That's dope. So I want to know if you and E-Man really beefing? A lot of people ask me, do y'all really beef for real?
You know what? No, I love E-Man. That's my little brother right
there. Shout out E-Man, man.
You know what I'm saying? But he be pissing me off on the show, though. He be pissing me off on the show.
Right.
You know? And people be asking me, How come you don't never get the dime joke? We got the dime joke. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not something to get. Right. It's just something that's not going to get a bell. Right. You know what I mean? So,
but buzzers are really funny in those type of games.
Buzzers are real funny.
Yeah.
The number one person, though, who I hate giving a buzzer to.
Is who?
That one.
Well, yeah. That's... But
that
I'll
one, because I'm
but saying, I'll tell you why.
I'll tell you why. Go ahead.
She take it to heart for real.
No, well, no, yeah. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you the real reason why.
Like
when he's on
bells, she only hear hers, and she'll think that I'm picking on her, right, and I'm not. Right.
Well, no, here's what it is. D-Rec, there are some people that he'll just never give buzzers to, and I'm going to keep it real. In a wild style, Huh?
Who?
There's plenty.
Who?
In a wild style...
Who?
In a wild style, 99 out of 100 times, I never deserve a buzzer. And now let's see if you keep it real. I've texted you before, sent you a wild style from TV, and you've been like, oh, yeah, sorry, that shouldn't have been a buzzer. But you've done that to me multiple times.
That's happened.
But I'm going to say this to you. And you've said to me, but this just goes to show you how much love and respect I have for my craft. Because you've said to me, Justina, your bag is still the same. You know you're getting a bag. I don't give a fuck. Mm. I am a rapper. Mm. Give me a buzzer in talking. No. Give me a buzzer in talking spit. Give me a buzzer and plead the fifth. When I rap, I take it serious.
Yeah.
Hold on.
That's why Chuck want to manage me.
One mic.
Hold up. You're going to get every bell and every buzzer that you deserve. And I'm
that's not
you. Look,
do you know there's been?
I told you before. I said
you
Jordan,
giving me buzzers.
I
didn't deserve.
Even Jordan has missed shots.
Mm. Okay, but do you know there are other cast members after you have given me buzzers that have came to me and been like, D-Rec hates on you. Hands of heart.
I don't care who they are.
Oh. Hands of heart. Hands of heart.
Who said that?
I'm saying I don't.
I'm gonna show you a video I sent him. Whatever, I don't want to get into it.
So what?
I ain't trying to squabble with you.
Yeah, you don't want to squabble.
No, we're not arguing.
I don't want to squabble with you. I'm not trying to squabble with you.
We're not arguing.
No, we're not arguing.
You know, it's TV at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Right. That's cool. But still, when I don't deserve a buzzer, when I'm rapping, I don't want it. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. Hey. I don't care if I'm getting a good bag, whether I get the bell or
the
buzzer.
It's not about the bag.
I rap for real.
It's about... It's about what I'm giving, what I'm feeling is funny at the time.
That's not true, because I've sent you my shit and you've been like, you're right, you shouldn't have got a buzzer.
So it's really just up to you.
You know what's going on.
It's really just up to you if it's funny.
A million things up there.
I know, but I'm one of those. I'm one of those people that
I got people in my ear. I got all.
I'm one of those people that get so many bells that you lean on me when you want to give a buzzer because I get so many bells.
You know what? You so good at that. Look, you should be a little bit less.
Thank you, Julius.
Fragile about that.
No, I'm never going to be fragile about my work, and I don't want... No, when I don't deserve a buzzer, I don't want a buzzer. Next topic, moving on.
Okay.
She dismissed you.
Moving on.
It ain't that.
Moving on. Moving right along.
Okay. D-Rec, what's going on?
It's getting kind of hot in here, D-Rec.
I'm liberal with the buzzer and the bell all the time. I'm going to be that.
Not with me.
Hey, hold on.
Not with me.
D-Rec, don't you rap too, cuz?
I do, but you know... I've been doing that since she was a little
girl. Give me a buzzer and bell. Let play his new song. Let me see how I feel about it.
That's nuts.
Go ahead.
So, hey, hold on real quick. So this is all new to me because I'm not a part of the Wildin' Out cast, right?
You don't watch the show?
You should be, though. Let's test them.
No, I'll watch
Pick
the
up
show.
And kill it Ready? And kill Chuck, it and kill cast. It.
Hey, no, I watched the show. I'm not part of the
Who's
cast.
Your favorite cast member?
You.
Oh my God.
I knew I liked him.
No,
I knew I liked him. How are you gonna pick three different people?
I thought a lot of this shit was scripted. I thought you knew when you was gonna get a buzzer and when you wasn't gonna get a buzzer.
No.
So all this shit is really just top of the dome.
Look,
we there.
This is what Wildin' Out is. I'm gonna tell you what Wildin' Out is. You ever play a organized sport, basketball, football?
Yeah, of course.
So you know how when you in practice, right? You practicing you practice your plays or whatever. You practicing your football with your team. And then you get on the court or you get on the field. And then what happens is whatever happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But you know how to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right.
That's how Wildin' Out is.
Right, right, right. Okay.
So basically, like you said, you know the plays. You know the game.
Jordan missed a shot.
Right.
Yeah.
So who is your Mount Rushmore of Wildin' Out host?
So how many people? Five?
We would give you five, Mount Rushmore. I think it's lucky it's a starting five. We're going to make it five because we do
four's
five.
Four's kind of crazy, though, to just do four.
Yeah, where I'm from, we do five.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie. If I do five, I know I'm gonna have people mad at me. So I just give you three.
That's crazy. You can't I just give you three. Do four then.
Do five. No.
Well, I'm just doing Nick, DC, and JV. Which is me. And obviously, I mean, you know. What?
What are you talking about?
Do y'all think?
You're doing more than that.
You talking about your favorite Wildin' Out cast?
Yeah.
All right, so don't include me and don't include Nick. Because I'm in the rush more. All right, so if I don't have to include me or Nick, then let's see. DC. Let me go through all my friends first. I don't get nobody. Let me make sure I'm going to say
it. You talking about your
favorite. Yeah.
I'm trying to see who she goes.
Oh, fuck all that. I'm doing season 8 and up because ain't nobody thinking about season 1. So, DC Young Fly. CON Seated.
You know what I'm saying?
Then I'm gonna do Carlos Chico, E-Man, and Hitman.
Damn, none of the girls.
Well, they're both men, so I just did Hitman, E-Man.
All right, you can put E-Man and Khan together as one person.
There you go. Wow. Yeah.
So when you said DC, was he like the number one?
DC is number one for me, yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
because.
What's the question?
D-Rex.
Mount Rushmore.
Hey, D-Rex.
Of cast members.
Who's
Mount Rushmore?
Mount Rushmore of Wildin' Out?
Five.
Five. Five. Not four. Not including you and Nick.
Right? So I want
to hear you. Someone said I look like a hoe. Thank you, VVS. Oh, they meant it in a bad way? Hoes look good. How the fuck you gonna get money if you look bad? I'd say that.
They just be saying shit.
Let's go, Rick.
I mean, I would say Cat Williams was a beast on the show.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Season one.
Okay.
All right.
Who else? So I'm trying to go back because we've done, like, I don't know how many, but I've done every single one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, talk your shit, D-Rack.
What's going on?
Okay. You did every single one?
Every single one.
See, boss.
See.
Well, how was that a pause? I've done every single one.
I said boss.
Oh, boss. I thought he said pause.
I said boss, nigga. Come on, man.
So it's hard to remember. Like, I'm trying to recollect my memories. Avion is.
Avion
Crocker. So Avion
Crocker was a beast on the show.
So that's two.
Who else was a beast? DC. Are we counting right now?
Yeah, that's two.
That's two.
DC is a beast.
Three.
E-Man is a beast.
Four.
E-Man hard. All right, you can't knock it. E-Man I ain't gonna knock
beast,
it.
Man. Come on, man. Crazy.
I ain't gonna
why
knock
somebody,
it.
Why somebody? Never mind.
This is my top five.
It sounds like somebody in the back don't. Never mind. Let's go.
And then, let me see.
That's four.
Let me see. Hold on.
Look at Chuck back here. That's four, right?
Yeah, that's four. You got niggas.
I gotta say, Justina.
Yeah, Justina. You know that.
Thank you, D-Rack.
Look, Justina was waiting. She like, see, this nigga be hating on me with the buzzards, and I ain't on the mouth.
Well, I will say this. I was hoping that D-Rack will put one girl in there. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you, D-Rack. I appreciate that.
I mean, I could.
What's did Kevin? But did he what's do Kevin a full season?
Like a real cast member.
Did he do a whole season?
Kevin's like Kevin was an honorary. Like Kevin had a lot going on, so he come in when he could come in.
Okay.
So I see what you're saying. He wasn't there like every day, every episode. Like he just.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So Justina, with all the. You know what?
Comments about my ass looking big
all
nowadays.
Comments about your ass and the fame that.
Have you seen my ass, D-Rack?
I have not.
That's,
okay.
That's coming on.
It's my man over there.
Everywhere we go when we be going out, go to the clubs, go somewhere, they be on you super tough.
Yeah,
you
now even tougher.
How
you should see it now.
How does that feel?
Even tougher. No buffer. No jumper.
Way
I got a new bumper. What?
Way tough. Way tougher. Are you feeling the love right now?
Oh, I'm feeling the love, and they trying to feel something else. I'll tell you what. Everywhere I go, they like, damn, Justina, like, what? Why they be talking about your ass? And I'm like, not no mo.
Mm-hmm. So
basically.
So you're Italian?
Yes. Mostly all Italian, yeah.
Okay,
Justina's a beast.
Thank you, Racky. I love you,
Racky. We were talking on the phone the other day, and I swear I was talking to Sonny Corleone.
That's hilarious. Oh my God.
Yeah, she got that Italian thing.
So I did, speaking of being Italian, I did an Italian based Christmas movie. I don't know if you ever saw it, but it premiered on VH1. It's called Forget About Christmas. D-Rec was actually going to do a quick scene in there, but you had something with your son that day something. Yeah. But yeah, it's really funny, and I got like my Eddie Murphy on, my Tyler Perry. I play like six characters. Yeah. I play the grandfather, the grandmother, the crazy cousin, obviously myself, the network exec, the little elf, and all the homies were in it too. Like Nick was in it, DC was in it, Khan was in it.
Bobby? Was Bobby in?
Bobby wasn't in it. No, cause only one midget allowed per movie. I had Khan. Khan.
Okay.
Yeah, Khan. Fetty Wap was in it.
DW in it.
DW wasn't in it. Bro. No.
Hold on.
But I'm working on it.
Hold on.
Come back, bro. We gotta take about DP later. Huh? Yeah,
but I'm working on another movie. I'm writing another movie now. So you know.
Can I get one of your accents? One of your character accents? What's going on?
Oh, one of the character accents. Yeah. So
who you talking to?
So I'll give you. No. I want to turn around. So you really think I'm a 90-year-old man? All right, so no, and then everyone can look at my ass.
She extra'd out.
That's what she's trying to do in the beginning.
I hope I don't have any sweat stains. Do I? Do I have sweat stains?
You're fine. Right.
Did you get it done?
So
that's the question of the day. Yeah. Question of the day.
Does it look like it?
I thought you was never gonna do nothing. To it.
Who said I didn't?
You like my little sister.
Maybe I've just been fucked in my butt a lot
that's
lately.
That's crazy. All right.
So no sounded like this. He'd be like, huh? What do they call you conceited for? And what do you have to be conceited about? Huh? So that was no.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? Okay, and then one. So then I had that. I had the cousin. And the cousin would just be like, come here, D-Rec. I want to see how big your dick is.
Uninviting.
So yeah, I don't want you, like, I want you guys to really imagine the character and look at my ass while I do it. So that's why I turned around. But in the new movie, I think I could definitely, oh my gosh, I actually have a perfect idea. What? I can't tell you. But so basically, I don't want to tell you, someone's going to jack my idea and we're live, right? I'll tell you later, but I have a good way that you could die in the movie.
Okay.
It's one of those movies. Everyone dies. In it, you have to die. Oh. Yeah, there's only one person that doesn't die in the movie.
And that's you?
No, it's actually not me. No. Mm. Because that would have been too predictable.
Who dies first?
The black guy.
I don't know who dies first, but I think in my movie I will have it not be a black person that dies first, because that's how they've always been. I'm trying to switch things up.
Switch
it up. You feel me?
If it's your movie, I know.
I have a great way you could die.
If it's your movie,
D-Rec,
I know I'm not dying.
I have a great way you could die in the movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, all right.
His head gonna get stuck to the turntable on the set.
I'll tell you about it later. I have a great idea.
My bad, D-Rec.
That's all right, man.
We're gonna let that pass.
Still love you.
No, don't give me no buzzer, Kev.
So DW. How was it for you, right, coming from, like, you're already lit, you know what I mean, already litty in the city, this, that, and the third, and then so you go from just being, like, you know, you were a celeb out here already in L.A., and then you go from being on TV, so now it's like you get that nationwide look. What was that like? Did you start getting more hoes? Oh, no, you have a woman, right? Sorry.
They
or do you?
Oh, yeah. You thought they was on me after.
Oh, it was like, bees are honey after that.
They're going to be way tougher.
Because, yeah, it's...
Because
now, like, you with, like, Nick Cannon, you're on Wallet Now, you're in the Chain Gang, you're going on tour, so it's like... I know that just had to open up a lot of more like commercial doors too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, definitely. Everywhere I go, they know what's up. You know what I'm saying? They be staring. It don't matter who I'm with, whether I'm with, you know, whether I'm with me, whether I'm doing that.
That's hilarious. Someone said she's the only person that sells sex, but people don't acknowledge it because she's witty. I actually don't sell sex anymore. I get a lot of money now. But someone asked to see my tits, so here you go.
Oh, Justine, come on, put them things away.
No, I mean, I want you guys to put some respect on my name. I don't even have an OnlyFans. Like, I'm out here, like, really, like, you know, trying to be, like, wholesome. Like, I don't have an OnlyFans. Yeah, hello?
And you chillied up.
Hello?
Huh?
Even though it's sweltering here, my ice is keeping me at a nice temperature.
Nothing
you know?
Less than what to book you?
It depends. If it's out of state, we talking, you got to go 25 or up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it's a local New York City, I might pop out for like 15. It's mm-hmm. right there, you know? Like but 50, little something.
Little light 15.
Now, but, light 15. But that's just talking about like an hour walkthrough. If we talking about like, you know, bigger deals and stuff like that, that's a whole nother, yeah, that's whole nother category. Yeah, whole nother category.
You know what's dope about Justine is when we were on tour, we get a lot of audience interaction. And mm-hmm. Justine is quick off the top.
Yeah.
And I'll be seeing her, like, you know, them girls, especially when we do the, what's the
Hitman thing? Segment.
The Hitman thing. And these girls, I mean, we all over the country. Yeah. All except for, what is it, Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And dang near every state. And we get some of the most ratchet chicks in the country.
Mm-hmm. It'd be crazy up
on
there.
On the stage. And Justine would be handling them.
Yeah, thank you,
most definitely. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, because they be getting out of pocket. Some of them be getting out of pocket.
Some of them be getting real bold.
Some of them, but
touching. Remember one chick that grabbed?
Pretty. I think they don't really like mean no harm by it. I think they're more excited. Yeah. They're just so excited and like they don't think like, oh, let me not be like, oh, I love your hair. I'm like, bitch, I got tape ins. Relax. I'm gonna take
that,
one with you.
You having to turn the security out there.
I remember that one time you and Show out hemmed somebody up.
On stage.
Yeah.
Couple
yeah.
niggas then got dragged off the stage before beat up off the stage.
Yeah, that was in Orlando.
Yeah. Hey, so what's the craziest thing, not on stage, but like behind the scenes that happened to you during Wildin' Out?
Oh, during Wildin' Out?
It could be fans, it could be cast members, it could be whatever.
Or you.
Well, you don't want to know who I fucked, right? Because that's not crazy.
Right. I think that's a question.
Who did you hear? Let me see what the chat thinks. Hey, chat. Did you call them chat? Oh, thank you, Nugent. Said Justina Townsend is fucked. Thank you, baby. Okay. Who do you guys think I fucked? Let's see what they think. They said my mic sounds like it's off. Can we turn it up?
Everybody's been saying that. What's going on, Kerry?
What's up, cuz? I mean, sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't mean to.
Right.
No, sorry.
You said right.
I meant cuz, like cousin, cuz he's white. He could be, same I don't know.
Thing. Right, right. Yeah, he could be. You said right.
Either way you put you it, right. It's the you said same right. Thing. They said your mic is on.
Is it on?
Okay.
They said,
no. Somebody said she fucked everybody.
That's how they just go do you.
That's hilarious.
She just told you that she playing with some money, so she ain't just throwing it out no pussy out here.
Yeah, so, okay. The pussy's very expensive.
DC, Nick,
Conceited,
oh,
Nick,
I see one of them.
DC,
they correct
and
on one
Hitman.
Of them. I seen it.
Oh, which one they correct on?
I see it. Yeah, I see it.
Damn.
Okay. She fucked everybody. Nick Cannon, DW got thick thighs.
I read
you,
that
your thighs
like
are nice,
times.
DW. No. You look like you don't skip leg day. That's nice. That's a compliment.
I mean, I've really been working on my leg. No, pause. No,
you, someone said you fucked DW on Hood.
Yep.
Well, you never know.
Go ahead. Tell them who it
so
was.
So the craziest thing that happened on Wildin' Out, I mean, it's been...
Are you not going to ask?
Have you ever...
On who I banged?
Oh, go ahead. Oh, yeah. No, there
tell
you
go. Tell them who you banged before I tell them.
I want to know what you think.
I know.
It's
I
only been.
Know.
But the funniest part is people think it's the whole cast. It's only been but one or two of them.
I gave you one.
All right, who you think?
I already know.
Who?
I ain't going to put it out there.
Just say it. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Everybody know you fucked DW already.
Oh, DW?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but everybody know that. I thought it was something people didn't know.
I'm talking about somebody else different.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who's the other person?
DW, everybody know we fucked? That's crazy. I didn't even know that.
He the one that's been told it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
Y'all wild, man.
She smashed all the top battle rappers. So that would be Conceited, Hitman, Clips.
So what? No,
they're talking about the battle rappers on the show, right?
In real life,
they know I didn't fuck Sharone.
Do you think you will fuck?
But that's my bro.
Some of the battle rap females up off top, like.
Oh, I thought you meant fuck them, and I was gonna say, well, I mean, they would probably fuck me. I think I'd be the female in like, you know, the relationship.
No, I mean like battle rapping. Like, have you ever thought about it?
You know, so like. Coming up, I would battle rap, but the way I would rap would be like, I would go to an open mic, and they would just put two people together. So we would just rap off top. And, you know, it's an open mic in New York. Shout out to EO Dub. You know, I started going there when I was a teenager. And, you know, in New York City, to go to these type of spots, you had to be nice when you got on the stage, or they'll let you know if you wasn't. So that's where, like, really... just on top of being nice with my words, like really sharpen my skills, like they would beat juggle. Mm-hmm. Like they would make the beat go slow. They would make the beat go fast. You know, you would get an opponent and it'd be like you versus you. Mm-hmm. And now we just got a battle just looking at each other. So that's always the way.
That's some different shit.
That's, yeah, the, that's always the way I battled. And that's even like hip-hop. Around the way, people would want to battle. You know, I'd be with my boys and motherfuckers put money in the hat and I'll like battle some chick at the sneaker shop or whatever. So I never sat and wrote 3 rounds for somebody. Do I think I could? I mean, of course, that's what I do. I rap and like, you know, not only like the battling shit I do on Wildin' Out, like I write songs, I've written for other people, I write for myself. So of course I could write 3 rounds about a person, but would I do it now? The answer is most likely not. Of course I've been asked. Number one, the bag is nowhere. I just told you what I get to go to a club for like an hour. The bag is nowhere near what I would need for that. Like you have to spend like, you got to spend damn near like 3 weeks to 4 weeks on that.
And really just
writing
that,
it, memorizing it. And you right, know, I'm right, not going to do no shit and it's not going to be good. Right. So, you know, then it's like, it's all that time spent. I could do so much other stuff at that time. So I probably wouldn't at this point step into that arena. Probably. I'm not going to never say never. If I got a call and it was like insane. I mean, everybody has a number. Mm. Everybody has a number.
Right.
What number?
Oh, yeah. What's your battle rap number? If y'all want Justina to battle rap, we going to need y'all to throw.
I don't even want to say it because motherfuckers are going to be like, you're so conceited. And I ain't talking about the midget. Like, it's going to sound so fucking conceited. People are going to be like, who does she think
she's?
Talk
shit about
so,
conceited today. Cause
you know your
conceited
worth.
He was supposed to be
we
here.
Knew he was
going to
pull
you,
some fast shit today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hit me up yesterday. I was like, I'm going to fuck him up.
Yeah, I knew he wasn't. He's very unreliable.
I'm going to take your chain and give it back when I decide.
He's very unreliable, but here's what I'll say about Khan. He's unreliable, but once you get him there, he's very good. Me and him just shot a TV show, and we...
She said
he's
very unreliable.
He is. No, he's very unreliable, but we just shot a show, and we just got the call today. Got the show sold, mm-hmm. So it's, you know, we got to get you on next season.
Yeah, put me on next season.
I don't want to, you know, say what it's about yet. You know, people put the evil eye on it. But once you get him, like, on set or in the booth or, like, you know, whatever, right, Chuck? Like, he's good once he's there, but he's just an idiot and he's lazy.
Mm-hmm. Who's the last person to get to the tour bus?
Oh, conceited. He's got to powder his balls. He's got to iron his shirt. He's got to put on every piece of jewelry he owns. He has to put on his jersey. He's got to put on his pink Gucci socks, you know.
Yeah.
He takes longer to get ready than me.
So his name really...
He's really conceited.
So, no. Conceited actually got what they was trying to false claim about me. Conceited got bad bitch energy.
That is too funny.
Very fresh, very dainty, very clean. That's what he meant by that.
All right, listen, if y'all going to talk about thighs, talk about mine. I don't want to see another comment about DW's fucking thighs.
That's
who got better thighs, me or DW?
And it'd be a dude saying that, like, weird-ass nigga.
Like, look at my, like, I'm right here. Look at my thighs.
Yeah, got, hey, Chuck, got Justina right here trying to show you some thighs. Cause.
Yeah, I'm
hey, Chuck
to...
Flame, go hit me up like, cuz, they keep
I don't
on,
even know that,
they
don't even
keep
know what you're
on talking about my thick thighs, cuz.
No, that's beyond funny.
I've never caught him and said that.
I'm just playing.
Not gonna call him.
Let's see what else the comments say.
But
oh, somebody said, "Ooh, DW, your thighs are thick, and I'm a bitch, fool."
Oh,
it's
that's
a girl.
That's a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. She can say.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
What y'all think about the Drake diss though? What y'all think about that?
You know, I love to see a good battle. You know what I mean? In the mainstream, mm-hmm. I love to see it. I feel like it doesn't happen like too often, you know, and I love all the parties like involved. Like Drake is a GOAT, you know what I mean? Kendrick is a GOAT. Ross is a GOAT. You know, I don't pick sides. I want a feature from all of them. Right.
Best answer you
can. No, but, you know, honestly, everyone about, even like Cole, I know he was like in and then out, but pause if needed. But they're all like, you know, the top guys. So it's like, it's just amazing to
see it happen.
You see it happen and you're like a kid like waiting for Christmas. Like, ooh, you wake up like, ooh, did somebody drop, you know? So, I think it's great for rap. You know, I love to see it. What do you think?
I like what's going on. I didn't like that J. Cole dropped out because I think J. Cole literally can keep up with any nigga who's rapping.
Yeah.
Period. So I feel the grown man shit, but not when it comes to just rapping. Like, there's no consequences really gonna come out of J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar beef. Like,
well, that's what we were saying today. Like, it's not. It doesn't feel like. Who was I just? I was talking to someone this morning, and we were like, yeah, you know, it's just like for the sport. It's not like, you know, it's a body's gonna drop over the beef, God willing. And then someone was like, oh, well, what about like Pac and Biggie? And I was like, but that was like, fuck yo, bitch. That's a whole different like energy behind you know what I mean? Like that just seemed like a different time and the energy was different. Yeah, so it seemed like that and the energy was different. So I don't think like what's going on now is like, it's just, it's not that.
It's two totally different type of people. Like, well, not two, but you know, everybody who's in the beef, they're not gangsters. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Some of them are celebrities.
They celebrities, you feel me? It ain't really no niggas that's out there in the streets that's really beefing right now in the rap scene. You know what I mean? But
even when Kendrick Lamar or when J. Cole raps about shooting somebody, it doesn't really sound like,
I don't really
nigga,
take
I'm going to kill you for real.
It's no disrespect,
like,
but I don't.
It's like, I'm going to graze you.
Yeah, I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to graze you.
On this track, nigga. Right. That's it. So I think J. Cole shouldn't have did that. I think that was a two-step back for J. Cole. Like, from where he got to now, the respect that we have for J. Cole, he kind of just took it back by being afraid to rap. When you say, like, nigga, I'm one of the best rappers out here, and a nigga challenge you at rapping, you're supposed to take that.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? So what do you guys think? Because I told you, you know, I am still an artist. I want features from everyone, so I'm not, you know. But who do you guys, who's like, side are you guys on, or who do you think is?
I feel like Drake go win the whole thing.
Yeah.
Drake got too much swag. He got too many fans, and he'll fuck around. He the type that
Drake will make a hit. His diss record, a hit record.
His diss record gonna be a. I was just not told my boy Don that. Right. I'm like Drake go make that shit a fucking single.
Yeah, right.
And it's gonna go big. It's gonna go number one. Fuck around with Drake. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Kendrick Lamar, he dope as fuck, but not like that. No disrespect to none of the lyricists out there, but I don't feel like everybody, like the majority don't want to hear you come rapping all the lyrical shit. They want something that's like, oh, we dissing this nigga and we partying into it.
You're saying they don't want all the lyrical miracle?
Yeah,
it ain't no disrespect. Exactly. But it ain't no disrespect. You feel me?
Some of that lyrical miracle, that lyrical miracle be over niggas' head sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to get the dictionary, cuz.
Right.
Yo, that's beyond funny. Yeah.
But I'm riding with Kendrick just because it's West Coast.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go for Kendrick, but I think Drake will win.
I'm really in favor of Drake. I'm going to be for real. You know what I'm saying? I like Drake as an artist, period. I like anybody who can't miss. You feel me?
Yeah, I mean, Drake never misses. He literally never misses.
Like going against Tom Brady right now or Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? It's that type of shit. A lot of people don't like them niggas, but them niggas always
win. Why did you put your head down? Because Mahomes beat your team? I was just trying to figure out the correlation.
Yeah. Whipped on the.
But damn, you're up. Was so loud. The ad-lib was so loud.
Devastated.
Yo, what?
My dog. It's too soon to talk about the 49ers.
D, what happened to the comments?
Well, hey, turn
I like fucking like with the people.
What do you want to say right there, P? Tell them about the dude.
Eastside Boy 562. P, tell the story about when you whooped dude and made him shit himself.
No, don't tell that.
This shit ain't.
I mean, I want to hear it off camera, but
this ain't got nothing to do with that right
Which
now.
Which one of the homies is this?
That's somebody that knows us, though. That's for sure somebody that knows us.
go back.
I'm gonna
to
tell
the
you about
it,
Chuck. You feel me? These things work though, real good.
Oh yeah. Okay, but what about Rick Ross right now? You think with him jumping in this beef? Y'all think he needed to do that or? I think it's entertaining.
What exactly made him jump into it? Because I'm not sure if I caught that part.
Somebody in the background.
Somebody sneezed instead of bitch. Okay.
Somebody said,
what made him jump in. Okay. Because I've been a little like behind on
all over people's bitches.
All this beef is over bitches.
I heard it's all over a.
Oh.
Damn.
Wow, us bitches start a lot of beefs, huh?
When Eminem wanted a beef with him, Rick Ross told him don't really do it, I think, especially over a bitch. But now what's happening? I don't know. I think Rick Ross should leave it alone, leave the beef
that
alone.
That shit just made me mad, cuz.
Especially when your top 10, some of your top 10 hits came from Drake.
This shit over a bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. Don't stop.
I heard something. Drake said something cold in his bars. He said something like, y'all, Fuck, I don't even remember. Maybe all over but that this, pussy. The diss was hard, though. He said, y'all doing shit for niggas that we do for bitches.
So do y'all think it's true when they say pussy runs the world? Because you said pussy is the root of this beef. So, like,
what
is
it? Dictation.
Right.
Money
rules the world.
It's a dictation?
Yeah. Pussy don't run nothing.
Pussy don't run the world.
But, okay, so money could buy pussy, right? But your money, your funds, you're putting that towards the thing that you deem the most important, which is pussy.
Pussy is not the most important.
Yeah, but okay, so money, but so once you have the money, what are you putting the money towards?
My kids.
No, hold on. But we do get money for bitches too. Yeah. We get money to get bitches how we want to get them.
The only thing better in the world than pussy is money.
Somebody said Justina want DW. Am I looking at him like I want him? What made you think that? How am I looking at him?
Your tongue pointing.
How am I looking at DW? What? I didn't realize I was. Am I looking at him funny? DW, they said I want you. I mean, where do y'all want me to face? I'm facing the dictation. I mean, what? I'm just facing this direction.
Welcome to the CEO
podcast. I'm such a troll. Do you think people really think I'm serious when I talk all this slutty shit?
Nah, yeah, they know.
I think I'm wilding out.
Well, good, because I'm dead serious. Anyway. What's next?
Right. But okay. Enough.
She pulled out the lizard tongue.
As a motherfucker. But yeah, what's up, P? How you doing today, man?
I'm solid, cuz I'm
pussy
cool
is
I'm
power.
Good. I'm feeling good, man. We out here. Oh, you know what? I just thought about something. We got off subject. You never told us what's the craziest shit that happened to you.
Oh, on Wildin' Out? I don't think I ever. I mean, it's some shit happened that I definitely won't tell y'all. But I'm trying to think.
What you mean? Don't tell her. You're not gonna tell her.
Tell them about the tour.
Shit be happening on tour, like motherfuckers be in her bedroom.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like mom, like weird strange workers of the hotel would leave her notes and shit.
Hold on. You talking about that?
Tell us.
That was crazy. I mean, just like obviously, you know. When you're in the hotel and we're filming, people know we're there because me, I move around discreetly. I move around like a Unabomber. I have on a hat, a hoodie, a mat. Like, if I don't want to be seen.
Get your nails done in the lobby.
Right. We all come down.
Me?
When we was in the bay, you wasn't getting your nails done in the lobby?
Maybe, but I mean, but I'm there with you guys and shit.
Yeah.
Chuck, you know how I move around, Chuck. Chuck knows how I move around. If I'm not supposed to be seen, or if I'm not on the stage, or if it's a certain way I move around. So anyway, in the hotel, like once we're there and they know we're there, like whatever. Like I've had a lot of shit happen in my hotel rooms. Like I don't even want to perpetuate that for the next time we stay somewhere. But now I always have someone come with me. They check in for me. I put it under them. So I just kind of like, you know, move like that. But that's not the craziest thing that's happened for me on Wildin' Out. The craziest shit that's happened for me on Wildin' Out. I know. I'm trying to think what's like the juiciest thing.
And we'll be playing when it comes to ours up there. Neither. None of the females up there. We'll smash y'all niggas for sure.
Oh, yeah, especially when we're on tour. You and Mo, like, I always look for y'all when we walk through the crowd because, you know, I'm, like, in heels and, like, I have, like a strip of material here and, like, here and just walking through the crowd. So I'm, like, always, where's Mo and DW? I know they're going to get me there safe and bring me back safe. But the craziest shit, the craziest shit, honestly, I really can't tell you. I'm trying to think of something like
what about some PG, shit? Anything happen
PG-13.
Oh, we don't want no PG-13. You ain't got to censor shit on the CEO podcast. You ain't got to say no names or nothing. Just tell us what it was.
Oh, my goodness. I'm thinking of so much shit I can't
Chuck
really
knows
say.
Some shit. I'm just trying to. I want to know what Chuck thinking right now. Tell me what Chuck thinking.
We all know some shit. I would just say, like, for as far as like the tour goes, like, you know, this ain't really crazy, but when we would drive from like state to state, we would literally stay up all night, sometimes not sleep at all, and just like gut all night. Like, we would gut all fucking night to the point where we were like zombies.
What bus you was on?
The bus
should be on our bus.
Yeah, y'all on a different bus.
I mean, our bus is cool too.
Get off of their bus.
Our bus is cool.
Our bus was the game bang bus.
I leave that bus and get on the grown up bus.
Hey, our bus be jumping though. Our bus where it's at though on the dead homies.
No, our bus is nice.
Yeah, no, y'all
the bus is nice.
I'm saying our shit
it's just 4 o'clock in the morning and loud like it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, my bad. I'm thinking about a whole different tour. Did we turn that to the ghetto? Okay, no. At Wildin' Out, our shit is A1, though. Exactly. Okay. But Future Superstar shit was dope, too, cuz.
Yeah, but we
stayed
away from y'all.
Y'all stayed away from us.
All right, hold on real quick. Justina, finish the story, cuz.
All right. I'm just going to
get my story for shit around this motherfucker, cuz.
I'm just going to tell y'all. So I'm just going to tell y'all. I'll tell y'all a dope story and then a story that I guess is whatever. So just like something for me, you guys are probably going to be like, oh, we were looking for something juicy. But when we were doing the Wildin' Out tour, and I remember the first time, you know, we always have performers at the end, whether it's Waka, whether it's Jada. Like, we always have somebody really, really dope at the end. So the first time I met Jada on the Wildin' Out tour, and I went up, and I love Jada. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's so nice to meet you. I love you so much. And he just said his deep-ass, raspy voice. He's like, you cold. You need anything, you let me know. I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, for me, that was...
You didn't have to change
your voice. I didn't have to change my voice. But for me, that was just, like, a dream come true because, like, he really, like... He really one of my idols. Right. And then, like, now I have a single out with him called Mo Money. Go stream that.
That's dope.
Thank you. And MTV's playing it all day long. You know, we got the music video. Yes, I do have one scene where you can see my ass is out. So, yeah, go check that out. But another joint when we were on tour, which was so funny. So I had an after party booking. This is where a lot of crazy shit goes down. This is actually the night I thought you were talking about. So Justina killing all these bitches for real. And DW been fire for years. Motherfuckers are late sleeping out. I know that's right, Jazz. Fortunate. And you look good, bitch, even though I can only see your pictures about like this big, but you still look good. All right. So one night we had an after party booking. And I think I brought Conceita and E-Man with me because I'm good like that. I spread the love. No, but I spread the love. I try to get everybody some bread, you know? Like, if I have a booking, I bring them with me.
Everything.
I mean, they get their own shit, too. But anyway, so they came with me to the after party, and we had shots that night, which was a bad idea. I just know I can't drink shots. Mm. Anyway, this was one of those nights where I just, like, everybody been so drunk before that you just like black out. It's like parts, like little spots you don't remember.
No.
Okay, good. Well,
no.
I guess just me.
No.
Anyway, so I didn't black out, but my memory got splotchy. So when we left I don't remember at all leaving the club, getting in the Uber or the ride back home to the hotel at all. Nothing. I don't remember what vehicle we took, who sat where. And so anyway,
is it Boston?
That was the day I cracked my head open. Oh, I do have a lot of good stories. Damn. Was that Boston? Anyway,
it was just a crazy night.
That was another. That might have been another night. But anyway, because
that was when the Warriors beat the
Celtics. So anyway, we go back to the hotel. We go back to the hotel and I fast forward some shit. But anyway, so then we gotta leave and I'm like throwing up. I'm like outside, like pulling my suitcase. I'm throwing up. And I think that's when we went to the hotel. And then the next morning, getting up, I woke up late, which, you know, I'm never late. I cracked my head open. I still have a scar in the back of my head. Yeah. We were staying in this hotel in Boston. It was very, like, the hotel was, like, I don't know what's the word, like, industrial. Like, it was very metal. It was, like, a metal inside. And I'm never late. Like, I'm always, like, the first one on the bus or whatever type shit.
First one.
Whatever, second, third. So anyway, first of all, second to the best. So I look and my phone's going off. They're calling me. They're like, Justina, we've been waiting for you for like an hour. So I'm like, fuck, I'm throwing everything in. And like, I'm picking shit up from that's on like the shelves. And I lift my head up really quick and I crack my head open. The shit hurts so bad. I had like a migraine. When I went home, my girl was doing my hair. I had a cut that was like this big and pussy in my head and like the hair was, it was disgusting. But anyway, back to that night. So I was like to Khan and E-Man, I'm like, what the fuck? Because there was other people in the car. I was like, what did I say on the ride home? And no one was filming me, right? Mm-hmm. And Khan's like, no, you fucking bird. I didn't let anyone film you, you fucking bird. And E-Man was like, yo, it's quiet. It's fucking dead quiet. So I was like, well, what the fuck was I saying? They were like, you wouldn't shut the fuck up. So now I'm like, you know, when you start sweating, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, what was I saying? And they're like, you freestyled the entire ride home and wouldn't. I was like, thank you, Jesus. Cause you know, whatever. Right. I was like, I'm just glad I wasn't like talking. Cause what the fuck was I saying?
Right.
You know? So and then Khan filmed me crawling into my bunk. Of course I had the top bunk. And he filmed me, like, crawling into, like, my bunk. And then he was trying to blackmail me that he was going to post it. And I was like, give me that shit. It's funny as fuck. I put it in my vlog.
She probably the wrong person to try to embarrass. She
I thought that shit. I'm like, I don't care if you have me sucking dick, throwing up. Do I look good? If I look good, post. It'll probably help my career. Right. I'm just kidding. If anybody has anything, I didn't mean that. Revenge porn. I have to okay it first. What?
Hold on real quick. I heard something real good when you said.
Oh, what?
You like to get everybody bread. So sometimes when you do your after parties, whatever, do you mean when they give you your bread, you split it with them, or do you just get them paid?
I'll bring the homies and like, and I'll, well, first of all, I'll always see if I get somebody booked with me.
Yeah.
I'll always see, yo, do you want to, I'm on tour. You want someone else to come, whatever, whatever. When it's just like, oh, we only have a certain budget, I'll see who wants to come with me, and whoever comes with me, I'll break them off.
You a real one.
I'll break them off. And they'll all tell you that. You know what I mean?
You see how she pull up
that's
for
right.
me.
Right, you know right, right, right.
I ain't had to ask her twice. I ain't had to ask her.
He didn't have to threaten me. We even tried to threaten Khan. But still didn't work.
I
heard her say she ain't never late.
Yeah, yeah. No, she pull up.
I mean, I'm not gonna say I'm never late, but today. I definitely, when it comes to business, I try to be on time and respectful of, I mean, even today, and you know, we just came from Lutus Park. I had to change a whole fit.
Just came from the park with the thug.
You know what I mean? And I was still only like 3 minutes late.
Right, right.
After signing 10 pages of fucking
you was
NDAs.
On time. You was on time. Nah, you was on time. Speaking of that, I mean, we was on tour and I was there when you made, I was there when you didn't even know the words yet to Mouth Go Crazy.
Yes,
Nick loves you. He for sure like picked the beats for. Oh, I want that for Justine.
Yeah,
I want this for Justine.
I know what's funny is, and he made me. So I actually wrote my second verse first. Mm-hmm. I remember
Maybe
I came.
Redo it.
I spit. No, so the second verse. He's like, no, I didn't redo the second verse. He's like, okay, yeah, that's good, that's fire. He's like, but I want that to be your second verse. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool. He was like, on the first verse, he's like, you should rap like. Really fast, like when you do your fashion. So I was like, cool. So I wrote a verse, because yes, I write my verses. I write my songs, very simply put. Not that anybody really cares about that anymore. Doesn't that suck? Nobody cares anymore.
They care if it's a hit, it's a hit now.
I mean, motherfuckers really don't care. They really don't care who write it. Mm-mm. But anyway, so I wrote my first verse, came, spit it for Nick and Chuck, and he's like, okay, it's good. He's like, but I want you to go even faster. So I was like, okay, cool. So I wrote a fast part, and then I spit it for him again. He's like, even faster and longer. And I was like, Nick, pause. I always try to do it, but I know DW is just so serious, he won't even crack a smile.
Not even trip when the niggas do it. And there's nobody that pause more than Wildin' Out members.
Yeah, we are so pausey.
Pause. I'm we like, are... niggas is just gay.
Yeah, we.
Why is niggas pausing so much? I'm thinking normal shit when I speak, gang.
Yeah, I mean, we do have a couple gay cast members, a couple questionables. No.
But besides that, if it ain't too much, yeah. I know, can I get a hot eight out you that's already
eight?
Laid or something?
Well, you've taken a hot 10 out of me before.
Okay.
Wow. I meant your dick.
Okay. Wow. I'm talking about getting stupid. Let's. She's stupid as fuck.
It was only one time. It's from that night. I can't remember. So, were you there that
but
night?
But yeah, can I get a hot 8, 10 boys?
Yeah, I'll give you a hot 8. But the
we
only
doing,
thing
we
I'm gonna...
we doing acapella. We doing
yeah,
a beat.
My man's
no,
shit.
I want a beatbox.
Right,
you got some nice lips. You know how to beatbox.
I got a nice lip. These motherfuckers little, but they just nice.
Let's see what you got.
I don't beatbox,
you
want a
beatbox?
I don't beatbox.
No? Somebody got to give me something.
D-Rack, you know you beatbox.
Just
man.
Some simple shit like.
I don't beatbox.
Just some simple, easy shit. It don't have to be good.
We can,
I mean,
we can pull up. We can pull up something. You heard me?
Pull up a beat?
We can pull up a beat.
No. You need a beat.
Instrumental.
Something. I mean, one thing about freestyling
tell me.
You need something for the vibe. Whether
what
it's a beatbox, whether you know what I'm saying?
What beat you
need
want?
Something boom bappy, something like with a cool.
Can I
boom bap
instrumental for us real quick?
Something about 95, 97.
You got the headphones.
Yeah. Something in that BPM
right
range.
Yeah, hold on, let me see. While we waiting on that, look. While we waiting on that, I got something for the heat of the week right here.
Ooh.
The heat of the week. This is from my boys at Villain Attire. Bob, they got the Los Angeles cute. Hats today. Shout out to all my LA niggas. You know, even though I'm a Long Beach nigga, but I could throw it on whenever I'm out of state. People are like, you from LA? I'm really from Long Beach, but I'm not going to explain that to you. So
that's
I'm
cute.
That villain attire, you know, with the five on the front. You
oh, can I have it for V? Because I have really good V.
Right there. And they definitely want you to wear that.
Tell the company they owe you more money now.
Then I got the zip right here. You know they coming crazy.
It's the Two-Face hoodie, villains.
Two-Face hoodie.
Thanks, villains.
Villain attire. Villain is actually one of my day one clothing lines that been supporting me a long time ago. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Villain, man.
Yeah, shout out to Villain attire.
Shout to Villain.
What city they from?
They from Long Beach.
Okay. Yeah. Just making sure.
And they really coming with that shit every time. They saying, I ain't putting no clothing lines on here who not like that. You know what I'm saying? So beat it.
And V go perfect for you, huh? Look at that. Look. Hey, y'all better screen. Hey, villains, y'all better screenshot that shit, cuz.
I'm on my Vanna White shit.
Yeah, I'll take LA.
What's up? We're black or blue?
Give him the black one.
Yeah that's for the black
one. Yeah, we're going to do you right. All right,
we're going to keep the
show. You know,
walking
back.
Oh,
walking
yeah.
around with the blue LA hats going to be.
Y'all see that? Definitely.
Kind of question. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And I did leakers last night, so my leakers is about to come out soon.
Okay, we got the female Eminem.
And I shouted out Adam22. Should I tell y'all what I said? No, I should wait till it come out, right?
We're going to be able to clip that.
It was just like a cute, like a little, I'm shouting him out and like, saying I want to fuck his bitch. What? I'm just like.
I think he's okay.
Just showing love. Yeah.
I think he's okay with that.
The
crowd, I seen them asking the thing. They said, is she bisexual? Are you bisexual? Like, in real life.
Trisexual. I'll try anything once.
There you have it.
Everyone really thinks I'm gay. Everyone just thinks I'm straight gay. Everybody.
Okay.
It's like, don't I talk about dick enough? I got to start talking about dick more.
I don't think they think you're gay.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think they think you're gay.
Gay.
How you said it?
Gay.
Gay.
I don't think that.
How can I be homophobic? My bitch is gay.
Oh my God.
So who's gonna give me the beatbox?
What's up, kid? Y'all about to get it ready?
Oh. Okay. Hey, nobody here knows how to beatbox. Kick a beatbox.
Okay, I got one right here.
Let's hear it.
Let me see.
Oh, that's just gonna be dead trash.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm not going to lie. At first, it sounded good, but then I could see you can't keep the tempo.
I used to do this, though, a long time ago. Yeah. That's how I made it.
Emphasis on the long time ago.
Hey, shout to whoever's homies, nigga.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
And I put that on my brother, sister, and son. My mama said they think you weak. You the man, son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that type of shit. I made that in jail beat, none of them things. I ain't like that no more, though.
You don't do your own beat, sir?
No, she bet not.
Yeah, y'all asking a lot of me.
I ain't never seen no female rapper do their own beat.
Yeah, but they just gonna be looking at me smacking my titty.
She trying to get breast.
That's a lot more bass.
Hey, it's a lot going on right
there.
It's a lot of treble. And then between the chains. Yeah. Yes, my titties are real. You know everyone think my titties are fake?
What would make y'all think I would get titties before I would get an ass?
Like what? I mean, and they've gotten.
Tay thought they was making me first.
No, and Tay was like, I never said that. And the crazy thing is, like.
Tay looking like, what the fuck I got to do with this? Yeah.
The thing about titties.
Titty,
oh, you are?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that. Yeah. The thing about titties, too, is like, all my females at home know. Like, as soon as you gain weight, your titties get bigger.
Yeah.
So, like, I just put out this video called Do or Die, and it has a lot of throwback clips of me, and I'm fucking skinny as fuck. I'm like 115 pounds. I'm like a whopping like 150, 155 right now. 40 pounds. I mean, of course the titties are heavy.
Right.
They're fucking heavy.
Right.
To all the women out there who watching, I love titties.
Your back hurt?
You love titties?
No.
I love
They're not
titties.
That
I love
big.
Ass.
And even they're uneven. Do you guys want to see? The right is bigger than the left. Okay.
The right is bigger than the left?
Yeah, my right titty's bigger than the left. The
so they
fucking
like,
areola,
they
the
like
whole
Biggie
titty.
Smalls.
I actually, and so there's a trick.
Biggie Smalls.
I take my
Biggie
left
Smalls.
Titty and I pull
Biggie
it out
Small,
more.
Titty Smalls.
So it matches. You take, it's like, I don't know, like, let's say if you guys wore, like.
Got it.
Well,
got
welcome
it,
to the, welcome to the CEO okay. podcast where you ain't got to worry about gang politics, where you can worry about titties. Ass and titties.
Suck a dick. Suck a dick, White Roy.
That's what we care about up here is ass and titties.
Somebody,
what other co-hosts?
You somebody said Justina.
Are you, Zan?
Oh, you wanted to see her. I knew you was looking at something last time you was up here, Tay.
I
knew you was on something. You was
somebody
too serious
said
last time.
Talk more about DW's thighs.
Nah, cuz. Get up on. Who's that? That must be.
I think
we gonna leave that there. We gonna leave that there. Look.
That's all right. DW's okay, nigga. It's all good. The world think you thick.
I swear.
Look, I kind of want to be straight.
Somebody said I got that mac and cheese.
The chain gang face out of me. Justina be hot as fuck. Justina come with a joke, I'll be like, she be like, come backstage. What the fuck? You not going to laugh at my joke?
And I was like, okay, you not going to watch at my joke? No, I don't care about that game. But I'll be like, to this, the DW, I'll be like, all right, you're not going to laugh at anything? Word. And then I'll go out there and then I'll say some gay shit to you and then you have to smile. I'll be like, okay. I say, keep a straight face if you're gay.
Beat it! Yeah, that's the way she get a smile out of there. Hey, what's up? What's up, gang? What's up?
DW.
I'm not getting in there in order, cause hold on, let me get my...
We probably gonna have to do a.
Yeah, I just wanted her to speak a quick something. Hold on. Oh, okay.
Josh,
okay.
You look like you know how to beatbox.
That's not Josh.
Oh, well, that's why. If your name is Josh, you would have known.
His name is Josh today. You want to call him Josh?
But who the fuck we calling Josh?
That Mikey.
Who he just
was,
said
he
Josh?
Was calling somebody Mikey. Named Josh.
Call him Mikey. Call him. Yeah, put on one of my beats. Put on a DW type beat. It's good beats right there. No cap.
Wait, macaroni in
need,
a pack.
Hold on, what type of vibe you need? You need Jadakiss type of vibe? You need like what?
Just anything with a cool BPM.
Alright.
You
got more money instrumental?
Not on me. I got yeah, I got your beats.
Oh yeah, what are we talking about?
Oh,
play
know.
One of your own you joints.
Fuck is we talking about? But do you got yeah. What is we talking about?
Let me see.
Some five.
Hey, she needs some like 97, 97.
What do I have on your beats under?
95.
Yo, that's hilarious. Somebody said she wants her box beat.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was good, baseball player. You knocked that out the park. Hey, Bruce. All right, let's see.
Got my nigga Dave in here. He actually.
You sending me some beats?
Did the members be when me and Kyle's
on?
Yeah, most death.
Oh, the room's not gonna be able to hear the beat.
No,
I hate that.
The room can't hear, but everybody gonna
hear. No, but in the headphones we can hear.
We can hear, but in the crowd's gonna hear.
My headphones.
I need my bell and my buzzer real quick.
Get the bell, get the buzzer.
Hey, Mikey, where my headphones at?
Someone said Justina need to bust them titties out. They're already busting out.
Ain't got nothing for you. Yeah.
Nope. That's how you do P-Nice.
Kev, where to be at, Kev?
How many cartons of cigarettes does she smoke? It's hilarious. I actually don't even smoke cigarettes.
That's probably better for you than me.
Hey, right, don't worry about Kev. You can have that, Kev.
Bro, we is not little no more.
Hey. Right. Don't worry about Flyer. He ain't tripping.
Kev said I ain't tripping. What are you talking about, bro?
That's hilarious.
I'm about to beat this nigga ass, cuz.
You spill something?
You can't see it on camera.
Oh, damn.
This nigga.
Yeah, he got you. He got you.
Nigga, they seen that shit. Watch the chat, cuz. Watch. Watch, cuz.
He got you.
You a cold piece of shit, cuz.
Those are
vanilla. Those
are
not even.
Yo, the chat is lit. Shout out to the chat. Not for nothing.
Those,
like.
Those not even. That's
your shout out to the chat, guys.
You see what this nigga did?
Damn, bro. I'm trying to. Yeah.
Someone said, you know, she smells like Newports.
Let me see.
What was it sitting on the thing?
You don't need to drink no more, cuz. Damn. I'm just big right here, cuz. I barely got to drink. My bad, bro. Cuz you still.
Nah, fuck that. Uh-huh.
You still you?
Oh. Oh, yeah, we get... Hey, cuz,
I'm going to go out there.
It's real DP about to go on, cuz.
Damn, cuz. Love you, bro.
What happened? You spilled something out on post?
This nigga spilled the...
You can't even see that.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on. Don't get to doing that.
Oh, not because I just seen the little splash on the couch pause. I didn't look at your thigh. Dang, I've only been looking at DW's thighs.
I thought he was staring at you, and that's why he pinned
him. Nah, Nick, what you trying to say? Nigga got wet?
That shit is slow as fuck.
Type of nigga.
Yeah, something a little bit faster than that.
Type of nigga.
Let's see what's going on. My bad, bro.
It's all good, because don't even trip, because I'm going to check the chin.
Don't do that.
Damn, somebody said none of them could dress. What the fuck is wrong with the way we dress?
I just got a little pee in the fresh gallus. You got a little pee in the gallus.
Nigga, I got a little pee.
I bust it down for the chat. Bust it down for the chat. Yes, Raymond, I will marry you. I'm engaged. Raymond just asked me if I'll marry him.
I spilled the drink last time.
Yeah, this nigga always, you did. This nigga always spilling the drink.
Hey, in the replay last time was crazy. Bro, you got to sit over here.
Yeah, I'm getting away from you, girl.
Oh, thank you, Sosa. I might even grab some words from the chat while I'm freestyle. Y'all know you could throw out like some words too.
Yeah, okay.
And shit. Don't be messy with it. Make sure you talk on beat.
Damn, huh?
What do you say, Chuck? I'm not doing no written shit. I'm up on no jumper.
Oh, talk
I'm not
shit.
Like these other rappers.
She said she got a jumper.
I will spit live for the people, because I'm the only one who can come up here and do that shit. Right. What?
Yeah, we ain't nobody
the
did that neither.
Talk about P. Nice then. Let me hear something.
Yeah, I will.
Ain't nobody.
Yeah.
You finna be a, you finna
Yeah, I will rap about P. Nice.
Yeah.
Sound like aliens made this beat. That's all we got, huh? Okay. Yeah, I spit these bars and you know that I'm witty. When I say P Nice, I ain't talking about Diddy. He spilled on your pants. They wanna run me.
Yeah.
DW, I know you really clumsy.
Yeah.
And you know I hit a spit rhyme. Matter of fact, they saying you got some thick thighs.
Duh.
I'ma come on the show and give my hot take.
Yeah.
DW said, give a high A.
Yeah.
I could do that, not a fighter, I'm a lover.
Yeah.
And D-Rec, please don't give me no buzzers.
Yeah.
I don't deserve them. These boys, I always curve them. You see me on the station and you see I'm really curving.
Yeah.
Ass growing, got a cold bumper. Where Adam at? I do it on no jumper. I got that demeanor. You fucking with Justina. I'm trying. So where's Lena?
Let's talk about villains.
Yeah, you know how I'm spilling. I got a nice V, so I always wear the villain.
Yeah.
You know I'm a crook. I don't do it from the book. I'ma call up DW and we could run the juke. I mean, wait, hold on. You know I'm about to spark. I came to no jumper straight from Lutus Park.
Hold
that
on.
Mean I've been banging with the sets all day. And my pussy real nice. It stay wet all day. Chat, what's poppin'? I get it jumping.
Yeah.
No jumper. You see that I'm really thumping. I'm from Jersey, I'm gassed up, not pumping.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, talk shit and you get lumped in. I know they looking at my thighs and I'm really sick.
Yeah.
But I see DW looking hella thick. And you know I really love that. I'm on no jumper, so you know I'm gonna run that. And when I spit it, I could break apart of Adam. I'm on OnlyFans. Yes, I'm watching Adam.
Yeah.
His wife is getting boned out and she looked really good.
Yeah.
I was fucking with the Bloods and now I'm in your hood.
Yeah.
No jumper, it's all love, I get it though.
Yeah.
And like my pussy, you know that I got the wettest flow. Cause when I do it, yeah, I do it one time. D-Rec, P Nice, DW, and J Valentine.
Yeah, that way. Shout out Justin.
That way.
She said she could do this shit anytime.
Well, here's the thing.
Anywhere.
And I'm gonna tell you why I do that. Cause I'm definitely I'm not going to say the only person that'll come in freestyle, but I really don't see no other chicks do it.
Mm.
And if y'all haven't seen it, you could watch me on Sway, Five Fingers of Death. I'm the first and only female to spit like that for a full 6 minutes, completely off the top, nothing written. And if y'all would have kept giving me topics, I would have went all day.
Yeah, she wasn't saying my thighs was thick. She was talking about...
Nah, she was
definitely talking about your thighs. I just want to... Can I grab one?
Turkey
I want to see if I can put my hands around it.
Yeah. This that, hey, I've been Eastside kicking niggas since I was younger, yeah.
Oh my God.
You hear me?
I can't even, hey, check.
Hey, I've been,
thigh, same hey, check. Hey, I've been, I can't even.
I've been Eastside kicking niggas since I was younger.
Wait.
They know me. They got my face on the side of Franklin Middle some, School. Nope,
they said your thighs is thick.
I can't even put my hands around his knee.
I know P really mad that I'm he mad. Just peed on his
soap. Own him.
You can't let that bother you.
Chat, look at this. I'm at the skinniest part of his thigh, and that's as far as I can get my fingers.
That's as far as you should go.
That's crazy. I'm just kidding, chat. I'm just kidding. No, that's crazy. You really have nice thighs. What do you do to get them like
squats?
That?
Squats.
I know. I be kickboxing
squabbling,
in the morning.
Squabbling, squatting?
Y'all playing, but squats. I be kickboxing in the morning on the dead homies. Any nigga that come and play, gonna see on the dead homies. On my daughter, you gonna go viral.
Man, this nigga somebody wants to know. Serious. This nigga do squats, cuz.
This is a question for the guys. They said raw or condom?
Raw.
Hey. 2024.
Pee nice. Condom. That's why your pee fucking burn. What are you talking about, raw?
Yeah. Bro, I didn't say with everybody. I just said raw. Yeah, nigga.
Raw.
I heard
condom,
you
raw.
Say with everybody before. Now you're acting different.
I never ever said right that.
You are life. Acting
that's
really
weird.
Different.
You're a fucking liar. You're a fucking liar.
Pee, you have nice teeth. What do you do for those things? You brush them good? You floss them?
That's it. I was born like this.
You know? No, they're nice. I can tell they're not veneers. Mm.
Appreciate you. Thank
they're
you.
Nice. They're nice. Yeah. What them teeth do? you nibble you nibble on the wow, pussy lip
a little bit whatever they like
you know what's nice about it it's no jagged edge and I ain't talking about the group I mean it's like no jagged edges it's on like your teeth if everybody. You nibble a lip it's like you're not gonna cut them like yeah. They're nice and
it's
flat on the bottom
good. It's
yeah
feel good
hey but yeah no that's dope I haven't seen too many females I don't know any females you
not that
say
not that come off the top
the
like that
whether they dope or not they won't rap on the spot
not so we call a freestyle like people be like oh like I went to Leakers last night I spit a freestyle
right
motherfuckers know it just means a verse that's not in a song when I say like oh freestyle I always clarify it off the top just right, so right, people know something right. Completely unwritten that's why I always tell people give me topics, give me words. I'll talk about exactly what's going on right here because that's the type of shit you can't duplicate, you can't replicate. So
right.
I never seen, you know, no female. And shout out to all the females doing the thing because I'm a big supporter of the girls. But I just like to, you know what I'm saying, say what makes me different, makes me stand out.
Right.
I do this for real. And yeah. I'll come up here, sway wherever, and come kick it completely unwritten.
So
you know?
Really, really the female Eminem type.
I mean, that's why I did the Feminem joint, and not just because we're both white, but it's like both like with the battle rap shit, you know what I mean? And then with the freestyle ability, because, you know, M's obviously nice off top. I think I'm the nicest female when it comes to just off top, you know what I mean? So, yeah, when I did the project, a lot of the fans, you know, like that. And then I kind of spun the block recently, and I dropped a joint called Lady Shady, where I'm definitely giving... the Eminem vibes and, you know. Now, did Adam said no air conditioner for us? Just curious. Because you are sweating like a whore in church. I'm just trying to.
I think
was Adam
bad,
like no
with,
air conditioning for while
me,
and out? I just want to know.
With me, it's the late. I mean, it's with me.
Yeah, you had it, girl.
I,
bro, why
the
you
thing
mad,
is,
bro?
You spilled all this shit on me, cuz.
Bro, you still look the same.
No, I don't. Don't feel the same.
That's
nigga.
How you used to look when we were little.
I don't
when you used to pee on yourself.
Nigga, never. Nigga, that was you.
Hey, that's the only older brother that used to pee on
this
himself.
Nigga, hey, this nigga used to piss on himself, and every time he eat his food, he should just hold it in his mouth.
That's hilarious.
Why you used to do that?
He was storing it like a chipmunk.
Old school. McDonald's had the 29-cent and 39-cent cheeseburgers and shit. This nigga used to chew the food. An hour later, the nigga still got the food in his mouth. It was weird, bro.
Why would I have the food you still
was,
in my mouth?
That's what we trying to figure out.
All right,
out.
So look, if P Nice.
What's that?
If for the question's really for everybody. If for the rest of your life you were getting shipped to an island, you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, this is all you could eat, what you going with?
Damn.
One thing for the rest of your life. Yeah, it's just all you could eat, period. One item.
For the rest of your life.
Rest of your life.
Hold on, so just one item. Could it be a plate of food? Just like the same
exact. It could be a plate, but don't get crazy. Like it could be chicken and rice, or it could be
sausage on top of cabbage. Cooked sausage.
Pause.
Yeah, DW.
So big sausage, okay.
Nah, chill.
Succulent sausage, man, go
you,
on.
Cuz, I'm done.
All right, so he's having succulent sausage for the rest of his life. What about you?
I didn't say all that. Hold on.
I'm just say chicken and rice.
Right. Right.
Pause. No, I'm just kidding. That's crazy. So succulent sausage, chicken and rice.
Stop saying that.
Chicken and rice.
Chicken and rice?
Yep. I just take whatever in the sea for real. What's in the sea that I can eat, I'm going to eat what's in the sea.
But you can't do that. That's not.
Why not? If I'm
Are you
on
saying
island,
sea because.
Eat what's in the
no.
sea.
No. You can't do all that. Like, how you know we got a fishing rod? You going to go out there and catch it with your hands?
Go out there.
It's like he liked them sausages.
Uh oh.
We ain't going to do that.
We ain't going to start that for you.
So, so y'all just not going to ask me what I'm gobbling on for the rest of my life, and it's not dick.
What you going to eat?
Pizza. Simple. Pizza? Yeah, pizza, yeah.
I don't know.
Pizza's great. Pizza's good. Yeah, cheese.
We ate too much pizza times three.
I mean, I'll get a little pepperoni on it if I could. You know what I mean? But
the last time I ate pizza was when we was in New York. The last time we was there. Yeah.
It was good, right?
Yeah, what's up? Hey,
let's read the chats, y'all, real quick.
Okay. I'm fucking with your movement.
Okay, yeah. Read that. You going to read it, Justine?
Tell her to twerk. That's what we want to see, for real, Loke.
Who said that? Hyper Buds, CFL.
Oh, and he gave us $4.99?
Tell her to twerk. That's what we want to see for real.
Read the top one.
He only gave you $4.99, though. Tell him you got to up the price if you want to see a cheek jiggle.
Yeah, you want to see her shake some ass, you got to spend some.
You got to up the price.
New Jack Fucci say, DWP Nice, I'm fucking with y'all movement. Real crib shit. Hub, dub, in the tub, cuz. D-Rec, you got a big ass head. Justina, you my favorite white girl.
They just saying that.
I fuck with you, New Jack.
They just say that, though.
It just came out of nowhere.
New Jack, let him give my ass two smacks.
Damn, they said Zesty Flacco thighs.
You got Alpha Johnson?
Beat it.
Zesty.
I think your thighs are nice.
Alfred Johnson say, DW and P Nice. Lil Aiden said, what's up? Remember we pulled up on Fifth? Y'all made him feel like he was already a Cinco boy.
Aww. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what's up, Lil Aiden? Shout out Lil Aiden. Shout out to Lil Aiden, man.
That's my boy.
Lil Aiden, what's happening, man?
Yeah, cuz, don't worry, cuz. I got your bitch in between these thighs, head.
I'm just saying,
head in between these thighs, dead homie.
Who you talking about?
Everyone who keeps telling me thick.
It sounded like you was talking about Lil Aiden, bro.
I have a good idea.
Lil Aiden, that wasn't for you, okay?
That was for you, Lil Aiden.
That was for
I have a way we could turn this around.
What we do?
So I have a way we could turn this whole thick thigh thing around and monetize it. Right?
Talk to me.
Here's how we're going to monetize it.
Put them in. Never mind.
Fashion Nova men. We're going to put you in all the Fashion Nova jeans. We're going to put you in Fashion Nova jeans, get you a bag, and let the world see your thick thighs on the gram.
Give me a bag. I'm saying.
Yeah, there it is.
Give me a bag. As long as I'm taking normal men pictures, we're great.
What about the spandex?
Shout out Fashion Nova. Huh? The shit you always wear.
The spandex.
Nah, bro.
What is a normal man picture, so I know?
A normal man picture?
Just like...
No. By this summer, I'm gonna be the most lean, cut, fit artist out on the West
Coast. Do not lose your thick thighs, because then Chuck's going to stop managing you. It makes you less marketable.
I don't give a fuck if your thighs go... make Chuck stop managing me. That's weird. Chuck can beat it.
Don't tell me...
Chuck manages me for my talent.
His thighs has nothing to do with it?
She played She played too much.
Look at that.
Chuck, you fuck with Flame... Because his music and his thighs? That's crazy.
Hey, shout out. Hey,
don't care. I don't give a fuck if this nigga get mad. This is my brother. I don't give a fuck. This nigga spilled drink on me.
This is the CEO podcast where, I don't know, the No Jumper starting to change P Nice. Y'all, and the shit that he talk about. He did not came in like this. He came tough as hell. I don't know who he is. He trying to show his character.
Oh, my gosh. I can't see shit with his glasses. Okay.
But, shout out to all the people who tuning in to the No Jumper podcast, the CEO podcast.
They got thighs in the chat. That's crazy. I ain't never seen that.
I didn't even know
they had that emoji.
That's crazy. Who got the broke leg on there?
They got thighs in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said Chuck. I'm not going to read that.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, now look. Shout out to the No Jumper.
They said Chuck got a crush on Flame.
Oh. Shout out to the No Jumper podcast. We appreciate everybody who tuned in today. We're going to keep going crazy. We brought Justina in this motherfucker. She came to turn up. You see how she came. Ain't nobody else speaking no freestyles like that on top.
period. Go check out my Just Did Funk Flex. Just check out my leakers that should be dropping any day. Shout out to Adam. Shout out to Lena. Shout out to my girl Laura. Do you know Laura?
What?
She worked with Adam? Yeah.
Yeah, shout out Laura.
That's my fucking dog. What's up, Laura? Okay. Love you, baby. You know Laura. Yeah, that's my girl. Is she here?
Nah, Laura not here today. She in New York? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but shout out to you. Shout out to P Nice, D Reckity.
D Reck in the building, showing love. You came through thicker than you came through than the last time.
And
I
we
seen
both
you.
Came through thicker. So that makes super. Let's stand up and show the chat our thighs.
Hey, D Reck, you got something to say?
Hey, go download my single. It's called How We Roll, man.
Let's show the chat our thighs.
Barry G Funk, go get that.
Yeah. Let's show the chat our thighs.
That's it.
Who's thicker, me or DW, guys?
Oh, in the chat. We still live? Oh, who thicker?
Who's thicker? DW, stand up. What? Stand up. Who's thicker? Who's thicker? Are we still alive? I want to know
what's
who's
going
thicker.
On. Y'all want to know
show the thighs.
That's how we're coming.
Who's thicker, me or DW, chat? I really think I'm thicker than you. But your thighs are thicker than mine.
You're skinny, cuz.